Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. This is the spoken edition of Wired.
Let's look at some volcanic rumblings and eruptions from the last week. Washington, Mount St. Helens is keeping up its unsettled 2016, this time with another small earthquake swarm. The USGS detected over 120 earthquakes over the last few days, all occurring 2 to 4 kilometers, 1.2 miles, beneath the volcano, and all very small, less than M1. These earthquakes, like the ones that happened earlier this year, are likely caused by magma moving or faults adjusting as pressure changes within the magmatic system underneath Mount St. Helens. It doesn't change the status of the volcano. It's active, taking what will likely be a brief rest before its next eruption. That could still be years from now. Kamchatka. On the other side of the Pacific Ocean, Shivlik had one of its many explosions, destroying the small lava dome or plug in its crater and generating an ash plume that reached 11 kilometers or 36,000 feet. The ash drifted mainly to the north-northeast, but luckily no one lives in that direction, or pretty much anywhere close to the Shivlik. Due to air traffic over the region, an orange aviation alert was raised to warn airlines of the Shivlik ash plume. Some brief bits. Antenna on Arazu in Costa Rica will have to be moved because of cracking on the volcano. Whether this cracking is related to any potential changes in the volcano or merely faulting of surface blocks is unclear. A small explosion occurred last week at Kilauea from the summit Halemaumau crater when part of the crater wall fell into the lava lake. You can watch video recorded on the HVO crater webcam here on this website. Please see the website to see the video and see some impressive chunks of debris fly at the camera, both in the form of old wall rock and lava from the lava lake. This is a fairly common event, but can spread ash and debris around the summit area of the Hawaiian volcano. An increase in seismicity was noticed at the Cayambe in Ecuador last week. The earthquakes were all small, with one as large as M3.6 that lasted a few days. Much like St. Helens, this rumbling is likely merely a sign that the volcano is recharging, but no eruption appears to be imminent according to the Instituto Geofisico, IG. The last known eruption from Cayambe was in 1785. This article was written by Eric Clementi.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.